I get this question a lot, so I figured I would just do a whole post. But Lily's asking for soft scents that are appropriate for like office or healthcare work situations. These happen to be my favorite type scents. So I'm not going to go through the notes on all of them. I'm just going to list the ones and what I like about them. And then if you want more information about a particular one, let me know. First, and these are in no particular order, Missing Person. This is by Fleur. All of these are going to be soft. We call them skin scents. They stay close to your skin. They're not going to give you a headache, give anyone else a headache, or be offensive to anybody. This one is supposed to smell like someone you miss. And I don't know how they did it, but it does. It is just nostalgic, beautiful, musky scent. Next, DS & Durga's I Don't Know What. It is called a fragrance enhancer. It has a very, very light scent, but it is a beautiful scent. It's a very musky skin scent as well. Next, my favorite perfume probably. Well, it's in my top 10. This is another 13 by Le Labo. It is a ambroxan-based scent that just smells like your skin, but better. It's gorgeous. Oakcha also makes a version called Parallel. The link to Oakcha is in my bio. It'll take you and give you a discount. I've tested these out side by side, and this one lasts and it smells identical, almost completely identical, and lasts just as long. I have a travel size and I have two bottles of this because I love it so much. Next, Ellis Brooklyn Myth. Another just musky skin scent that is gorgeous. Look at the dent. That's a lot for me. Next is Juliet has a you know what. This is the Ode to Dullness. If you have trouble smelling the regular Not a Perfume by them, then you probably would like this one because it's just soft, like being wrapped in a cashmere blanket. Also the original, you could try that one too. Next, Glossier You. It's got pink pepper musk. It smells a little bit different on everybody. And it's one of those light, office friendly, healthcare friendly perfumes. Another one is this Voltaire, This Is Her. Zadig and Voltaire, I don't know how to say it. But everybody told me to buy it, so I bought it. And it's called This Is Her. This is not my favorite, but it is another skin scent that most people absolutely love. And I got this on sale for $50. Also, Le Papier by Diptyque. This is like, it's supposed to smell like paper, but we don't want to smell like paper. It smells like musk and like a steamed bowl of rice. And it's just beautiful. It is one of my favorites as well. That's a big dent for me. Also in my probably top 10, Lake and Sky 1111, I have the body oil, the roll-on oil, and the spray. This is, as other people described it, like baby angels playing in warm laundry. It is like these. It's your skin but better, ethereal, heavenly. Also, Dead Cool Milk. And extra milk. And Dead Cool, as of a few days ago, was on sale 20% off. I'm not sure if they still are, but even at full price, this is completely worth it. You can use this on its own, or you can use it as a layering fragrance. And it comes in bigger bottles, but I have several of these. And then the latest one that I've discovered that I immediately ordered a full bottle of is BDK 312 Saint Honoré. This is like another 13, but it has Thailand oud in it. And if you have trouble smelling this one, I think you would smell this one. They're very similar, but this one has pink pepper and Thailand oud, and I think that magnifies the scent a little bit. I wore this and it smelled on my clothes for over 12 hours, smelled on my skin for 8 to 10. I ordered a full bottle from Jama Shop. So these are very similar, but all of these are my picks for if you like perfume, but you don't want to smell like perfume, or if you really don't like perfume and you just want to smell good, like your skin, but better. All of these, and they go from different price ranges, some very inexpensive to, you know, Le Labo is very expensive, but the Oakcha dupe and the Alt dupe, both of those are very good. I just have found that this one's a little bit stronger than the Alt version. This available at Sephora. All three of these are available at Sephora. Also, the Ellis Brooklyn Myth. So, those are actually some of my very favorite scents. I get headaches a lot and I have a lot of sinus trouble. So these scents all are ones that are safe bets that I can wear anytime. If you're getting on a plane, if you're going to be around a lot of people, if you work in healthcare or you work in an office and you don't want to go in there with a beast mode perfume or any perfume notes that are going to possibly aggravate someone's sinuses or anything like that or give them a headache, then I think, in my opinion, all of these are definitely safe. These are also great, what I call bedtime scents. When you want to smell comfy, cozy, you get a warm bath, you put your jammies on, and you just want to smell like you're wrapped up in a cashmere blanket and playing with baby angels and petting kittens and watching a Hallmark movie and drinking hot chocolate. These are just those comfy, cozy vibe scents, and they are all so good. So if you want me to do a specific video, a video on anyone in particular, y'all just let me know. But these are the, if you don't like perfume, you'll love these scents.